Will my feet get restless when I sit at home too long? I start staring out the window, listening to the highway song.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. And when we talk about going local, I say that is a great place for you to put on your list and consider for spring, summer, winter, fall, any time of the year is a good time. But especially during the warmer months, Olivia, when you can go to the beach.
Absolutely. You can take in the beach, and Doc Bill outlined a great itinerary for us to go exploring and capture some of our own food, too, right on Sapelo.
Well, that's the amazing thing. You can fish, you can go shrimping, crabbing, you can do a little bit of everything, harvesting those clams and oysters when they are in season. And then, of course, a lot of people on the island, too, have gardens and farms right there by their home. So you might even be able to get some fresh vegetables from someone. But certainly Sapelo is a definite place for going local. And they're sponsoring the show today. So check them out on their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. But now we're going north. We're not going south today. We're going local. We're going to Toccoa and Stevens County. So we talked about some of the great things to do outside. But now some people may actually want to spend the night there. So we need to talk a little bit about the accommodations, because Toccoa is really a beautiful city. There are 10,000 people there, and it borders the Chattahoochee National Forest and Lake Russell Wildlife Management Area. So there's lots to do, lots to see outside. But, you know, sometimes you may just want to take in the city itself and check out Main Street, because their Main Street program was actually awarded one of the top 10 revitalization efforts in the United States of America. You know how big the United States is.
Right. And, so, you know, that says a lot about the people there, too. They really care about their historic district.
Exactly, exactly. When I saw that, I was just amazed. I was like, you know, that's one reason right there to go, is just to check out their Main Street and check it out and see what all is going on there. Now, you can take a walk down the historic downtown Toccoa Main Street, and they want you to do that. And they have a brochure that you can actually pick up right at the chamber there and use that to find out what stores are there and just what else is there on Main Street.
Right, a couple of highlights are the historic Ritz Theater, which opened in 1939, operates still as a movie venue and performing arts center. You've got the Doyle Street Pool, which also is reconstructed from the 1940s, and that's a great place to relax and enjoy that there's still historic architecture that's still in place there. Mm. And just, you know, chill, cool off in the water and enjoy the scenery as well.
Well, you know, I love that idea. And, you know, the Ritz Theater that you just mentioned, June and July of this summer, they are going to have movie time. And they're calling it Movie Time Summer 2017. So if you're there and you want to check out a movie, especially if you're spending the night, you know, you can do all the hiking and do all that, then have a day of a little bit more relaxation and check out some of the movies that they have listed. So you want to check that out as well and pick up that brochure at the chamber as well. But now when you talk about eating, you know, you want to try some of the local things. Now, Toccoa has all of the regular kind of restaurants that we know about, the Applebee's, the Arby's, the Bojangles, and all those places, Captain D's. You know, we like those places for getting, you know, some quick, you know, bites to eat, and a lot of times the kids are craving that. But there's Bell's Restaurant on Big A Road that Joel Williams was telling us about. So I think he's had a couple of meals there, and he's giving us the thumbs up that is definitely one of the ones that you want to check out. So I think next time I'm there, Olivia, I'm going to check that one out.
I mean, Joel approved. Doesn't come around
all the time. I know. Right. We've got to follow that when we get this Joel approval, his stamp of approval on that one. But, you know, there's also something called Victoria's Sweet Treats, a bakery there, so you want to check them out. The X Factor Grill in Cornerstone, check that out too. You know, so there are lots of different places where you can eat and have a nice meal while you're there visiting in Toccoa.
And perhaps something to look forward to if you're going to spend most of the day hiking. You have a nice meal waiting for you afterwards.
Well, that's true. That's true. And, you know, just go in after your hike, because you'll probably be ready for a big, you know, hearty meal before you head over then to where you're going to spend the night. And there are a couple of places where you can do that. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we're talking about Toccoa. So I don't want you guys to think, well, what are they talking about? Where are these great places to eat? And especially that place where Joel is giving his stamp of approval. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Toccoa up in Stevens County and all the great things to do. Now, we've talked about all the outdoor activities, and it certainly is a place for hiking and biking and horseback riding and doing all those kinds of things. But if you want to rest after all of that, there is the Country Hearth Inn where you can do that. Just take a rest. There's the Simmons Bun Inn where you can also rest and relax and have a nice evening there as well. After you've, of course, checked out some of those restaurants and checked out that main street as well.
Right. Lots of authentic inns and cottages, you know, that really fit with the theme of the area.
Exactly. There are some other things that you may want to do as well. You may want to do the Tougaloo. You may want to do that corridor and take a driving tour, because you can do that as well and drive around, see some of the historic sites as you go through the trail there. And there's another map that you can pick up from the Chamber of Commerce there and take that driving tour.
There's only so much you can take in on foot, but driving, you can take in even more.
Driving, you can take in a lot of things. You can take in some of the historic things that are around there, such as the Providence Church and Cemetery. You can check that out. Cleveland's Pike. You can check out Prather's Bridge. A couple of things that you can do for sure when you're driving through. Now, there are other activities that they have planned for the summer. So if you're wanting to go up this summer, there are lots of activities that they have planned throughout really the whole year. So you don't even have to really just kind of say, okay, I'm only going to do this for the summer. You can put this on your list for the fall, because I would say it's a great place to go when the leaves are changing, the beautiful reds and golds that you'll see there. Great time to go up as well.
Right. In October, they have a Toccoa Harvest Festival. So you know you're going to get some great food there. There's going to be a lot of fun fall-themed activities. And even over the summer, they have a great music festival. And it looks like every month they have a gospel music performance.
Well, that sounds great, too. You could probably go up and do that, as well as doing some of the outdoor things. Those are some indoor things you can do, especially if you're trying to get out of the heat and into a cool area.
Exactly. And as we talked about earlier, how it would be great to visit year-round, starting in December, on December 1st, there's going to be a Christmas festival with a tree lighting ceremony and also a Christmas parade.
Oh, Christmas parade. And, you know, with their new Main Street, I'm sure that it's really decorated for the holidays. It is probably very, very beautiful. So I think I'll put that on my list, because I love going to the small towns, small cities that have a really thriving downtown, a thriving historic district, and just really take in how they decorate for the holidays and how they have all of the lights and that feel of sort of that old-time Christmas feel. So I think that would be on my list for the holidays.
And as we talked about before, you know, this is a national renowned area. You know, these are people who are very enthusiastic about their hometown. And so I'm sure they go all out for all their celebrations.
I would say so. I mean, they have a long, long list of activities and things to do when you are visiting Toccoa. So you definitely want to check that out. Now, we're talking about going local, and the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Now, Doc Bill was on with us at the top of the show, and we talked about the birdhouses and what he was doing. So he was checking out the beach, and he was going to go harvesting right out in the marsh and getting food and sea beings and all kinds of things. So, hey, you can also check out Sapelo. So check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, when we come back, we're going way across over to Texas and check out the Quarter Miles and find out what are some of the things that we can do in Texas when we're visiting based on a quarter. Hey, who knew that a quarter could be an inspiration? This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a minute.
Back down memory lane, I began as my mother's bright idea. Short time later, I was a believer.